let's turn to now the statutory framework and supports and services and alternatives to guardianship. So the code defines at 1002.0015 alternatives to guardianship. They are viewed as medical powers of attorney, appointment of an attorney, in fact, or agent under a durable power of attorney, execution of a declaration for mental health treatment, appointment of a representative payee to manage public benefits. And interestingly, in case you didn't know, Social Security as of, it may be 2018, but I don't want to get that year wrong, has now allowed you to make an advanced designation of who you'd like to serve as your rep payee, in case you didn't know. So that would be interesting, and an added layer to alternatives to guardianship. Let's see. Okay. Establishment of a joint bank account, creation of a management trust under Chapter 1301 of the Estates Code, creation of a special needs trust, designation of a guardian before the need arises under Subchapter E, Chapter 1104, and establishment of alternate forms of decision-making based on person-centered planning. Again, alternatives to guardianship, and you will see the same in supports and services end with that. There may be other alternate forms of decision making that the statute didn't enumerate, but could be possible and could avoid the need for a guardianship, be it alternative forms of management in a business agreement under articles of incorporation, operating agreements that could avoid the need for a limited guardianship related to a business matter. I think these are definitely enumerations, are examples, but work. Only as that and not a limitation. So the next we have supports and services at 1002.031. Supports and services are means available for formal and informal resources and assistance that enable an individual to meet the individual's needs for food, clothing, or shelter, care for the individual's physical or mental health, and manage the individual's financial affairs, or make personal decisions regarding residence, voting, operating a motor vehicle, and marriage. And so some examples of supports and services include adult daycares, adult foster care, assisted living, case management, bill paying, employment assistance, social education and recreational activities, transition assistance services, and organized friendly visits. And as we know, there is a certification requirement. At Texas Estates Code 1054.201 A and B, as of September 1st, 2015, representation in a guardianship court requires a 4-hour course of studying guardianship law and procedure, including 1 hour on alternatives to guardianship and supports and services available to proposed wards, i.e. this talk. They queued it up for me, and guys, I'm here. What can I say? So let's go to the next. What is the duty of the applicant? At Texas Estates Code 1101.001, B3A and 3B, an applicant must allege that alternatives to guardianship and supports and services were considered but found not to be feasible to avoid a guardianship. Insofar as an applicant for guardianship must verify his or her application, there is an attendant duty to consider and determine the feasibility of alternatives to guardianship and supports and service to avoid the need for a guardianship. Some of this is a little legal argument, in my opinion, I'm going to admit. But I think as a practical reality, not only should we talk about alternatives and supports and services, but we probably need to have clients try it. I definitely have had clients come into my office, and I will turn them back around and say, here are supports and services. Here are, in fact, are all alternatives. If you have the power of attorney, have you tried to use it? Have you tried case management, bill paying, and other methods to address some of the issues you have going on? And I do ask them to try for a period of a few weeks and tell them to come back to me. Because at a minimum, I want to comply with the code and a good faith pleading and candor to the court, but also because it's stuff that they should do anyway. my opinion. I'm not secretly judging on the inside, but it's just my opinion as to what betters this person-centered plan that I think we're obligated to consider and promote through the guardianship process and the alternative and supports and services seeking process as well. What is the duty of the court investigator? At Texas Estates Code 1054.151, upon the filing of an application for guardianship, a court investigator must examine the allegations in the application for guardianship and determine whether a less restrictive alternative to guardianship is available.